The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. How does a new nonprofit measure success? Well, how about saving lives or connecting kids to education and food and healthcare? That's exactly what's happening with the Boda Girls program. The program is shepherded by the T-Baugh Foundation, which is led by a Boise-based surgeon, and it's mostly funded by supporters in Boise and the Treasure Valley. It provides healthcare and sexual education to women who are living in near poverty in rural Kenya. Most of these women, with an average of 3 to 5 children, work in farming, and they make about $1 a day. But the Boda Girls program has also allowed many of these women to operate and own their own Boda Bike Taxi service, which provides safe, efficient transportation to other women. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, wanted to give us an update on this program, so let's take a listen.
It's been about a year since we first told you about something called Boda Girls. We know that Boda Boater scooters are not uncommon in some parts of the world, Kenya in particular, East Africa. And we know that too many young girls to get from point A to point B sometimes get on the back of these Boda Boater scooters. But soon thereafter, many of those same girls could well become victims of sexual assault or worse. But then came the T-Baugh Foundation and Dr. Rihanna Menon. She's a surgeon at St. Luke's here in Boise, and much of her professional and personal passions have led her to other parts of the world, Africa in particular, and bringing much-needed sexual education to these young women and communities in need, things like menstrual kits. So I want to see if my memory serves me right. You told me about a then-pilot program to create a Boda driver, so that some of these young women could become Boda drivers who would then help the process of giving reproductive health lessons to other young women. But they would also give safe, free rides to some other young women. And then, before you know it, possibly build a business, a Boda taxi service that is healthy and flourishing, which is staggering. But I want to hear about your most recent travels back to Kenya.
Well, you put it so succinctly. The problem really was, how do we connect young girls and women with safe rides, both to school and, because we are focused out of a hospital, the Matibabu Hospital, how could we really have transportation be the key that connects services that are already offered, like cervical cancer screening, women's health, mother-baby care, to the women and girls who need them in this very, very rural community? And could we have an opportunity to make real entrepreneurship and a real livelihood for women? And that's what's happened. So over the last year, there were initially 12, we call them Boda girls, but they really are women between 18 and 35. And they did not graduate high school, most of them. They are nearly all the heads of their households. All of them have between 3 and 4 children. So among the 12 Boda girls, there are 43 children. And nearly all of them have experienced some sort of significant trauma. Yet these women signed up to do something that had never been done in the community. So as you said, Boda drivers are very common. Kenya is about 70% rural, so it's the most common form of transportation. And there are just not women drivers. And why this is so significant is because that's a pretty good job. The Boda men make about $10 a day, whereas most women make about $1 a day or $6 a week with subsistence farming. So where we've come in 1 year, these 12 women now make between $38 and $52 a week, which means those 43 kids are now just in middle class. They have access to schools. They have access to food. Their mothers are heroes in the community. It's really amazing to watch them, whether you're in the town or around the hospital, drive by on these bright pink motorcycles, and little girls scream, "Boda girl, Boda girl." And they have this code where they have 3 beeps where they go beep, beep, beep. And it means, "I love you." And they really have just been embraced by the community and are really integrated. And so the numbers are really exciting. In the year, about 5,000 free rides to the hospital have happened, which means that we tripled cervical cancer screening in this region. Cervical cancer is the leading cause of preventable death in this area, as far as medically. Maternal child death rates are very high, and the Boda Girls have helped take in-hospital deliveries from 30 a month to 100 a month. And why that's so significant is that this is the only area, the only location where they can get access to a C-section if they need it. So if they have gynecologic or obstetric emergencies. And then, as you said, with the menstrual supplies, the Boda Girls have visited 84 primary schools and distributed over 2,000 of these sustainable menstrual hygiene kits. So there are girls who otherwise were not able to stay in school and are literally sent home from school because they're on their periods. So they were missing about 25% of their education. And then these Boda Girls program is allowing them to stay in school and finish their education. So it's been very exciting. And that's just in a year.
It's jaw-dropping. And before we get any further, I also want to direct our listeners, who I'm certain by now want to know more and engage. And is it tibafoundation.org?
TebaFoundation.org, and or you can go specifically to the Boda Girls program, which is centered out of the Teba Foundation, and that's bodagirls.org, BODAGIRLS.org.
I want to talk about success. And I guess my first reaction would have been, my gosh, what a cultural uphill battle this is. But can I also assume that positivity feeds off of itself? And when girls see other young women succeeding, it can only get better?
Yeah, it's so exciting. So that first cohort were 12 women who this job didn't exist. They didn't even know what they were signing up for. But the second cohort, which just launched when I was there in April, we had 15 women sign up for actually only 12 spots. And these 15 women at this Boda Girls launch stood up and said, each one of them, it was an induction. They were introduced by an existing Boda Girl who's now a mentor. And that's an important certification and life skill that she also has, in addition to so many other things that she learned in this program. And each of the new Boda Girls stood up and said why they believe in the program and why they wanted to be a Boda Girl. And some said, I think that violence against women is unacceptable. I'm excited about girls staying in school. I'm excited about entrepreneurship. But each and every one of them said, I wanted to do this because these women are powerful. These are symbols of progress, of what I want to be like. Their kids are in school, their kids have clothing, their kids are eating. I want to be like that.
I'm always curious about when you tell this story and share this message. In other words, when you come home back here to Idaho, how do you engage and how do people plug in and say, I want to be a part of this?
You know, what's really exciting about this Boda Girls program is that now this is our third year of funding. We're currently funding for our next third cohort. And nearly all of the money for this program over 3 years has come from Boise and the Treasure Valley. And so I just direct them to our website, bodagirls.org. And it's a really amazing foundation because the Teba Foundation is covered, all of its expenses are covered by its board members, which means that all of the donations go to this in-country program. And really, one of the most important things is that this is only funded by us, but it's entirely Kenyan run. So we're never in the position of telling a community, which, you know, we are involved in, but certainly not a part of from the inside. We're never telling them how to do it. It's all community-based.
And is there, for lack of a better phrase, ownership with the Kenyan government as far as, yeah, this is who we are now, and this if this succeeds, we succeed?
You know, George, that's what I really would love to see in the next 3 or 5 years because the Boda Girls are so deeply enmeshed in health. What we'd love to see is have, instead of our donors being paying for these free rides, having this be part of the national health insurance. Kenya has a very robust national health insurance, and the Boda Girls are really part of making our hospitals sustainable by bringing covered services like cervical cancer care and in-hospital deliveries to the hospital and really making them sustainable. So the goal would be that these become mobile health workers that are recognized by the Kenyan government.
How is this changing, or at least through your eyes, how do you think this is changing the men in this village and in that culture in particular?
It's a really important question. We recognize that we didn't want to have any opportunities where there was a lot of animosity or jealousy that these women are taking jobs from men. So with every one of the Boda girls, we also select a Boda male ally. They go through training like menstrual hygiene training through a program called Men Who Know. They get substance abuse training, gender-based violence training. And in exchange, the TIBA Foundation pays for their motorcycle driver's license, which can be quite expensive, and their national health insurance for themselves and their families. So this is really making a positive impact for men and women in this community.
That was St. Luke's surgeon, Dr. Rihanna Menon, with the Boda Girls program, speaking with our very own Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.
And that'll do it for this episode of Idaho Matters. Thanks so much for listening. And just a reminder, you can find all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts.